With Agriculture News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. U.S. Army Captain Greg Amira is working in Iraq to create agribusiness centers and develop microfinance programs to help Iraqi farmers find economic prosperity. He arrived in Iraq via September 11th, 2001.
I was a vice president for Morgan Stanley.
Vice President Morgan Stanley in?
In the World Trade Center in New York City.
Where were you on 9/11?
I was actually in the building. I worked on the 73rd floor of number 2 World Trade. Came out with my coworker safe. I went over to the lobby of 1 and tried to help out. And was in the lobby of number 1 when number 2 came down on us.
What happened in 1?
Next thing you knew, lights went dim, went out, and it was number 2 falling, but we didn't know that. I hit the ground, my clothes ripped off of me. Don't know how long I was out. And then a fireman helped get me up and tried to get me to the outer perimeter of 1.
And you're injured.
My elbow came out of my skin. Back of my head was burned.
And this is from the force of the blast of the collapse.
Correct. Correct. It was about 65 feet from the base.
So once you got out of the elevator area of 1, where did you go?
The fireman had to actually walk me back towards the inside of the complex so we can get around all the rubble and make it to the outer wall of 1 facing the West Side Highway. He told me to stay against the walls because the walls would hold, not to go in the street where the falling debris was. I listened to him because he was like my guiding light.
You stayed there and everything was fine?
I stayed there and started watching the walls around me collapse. The upper walkway to the second floor of the lobby start to collapse. And I couldn't breathe. I was passing out. I turned to him and said, I got to go. And he said, I'm going with you. And we stepped through the open window ways. There was no glass left. Ran into the West Side Highway. And I was distracted by a noise when I came out from the second northern overpass. But what I took notice of next is that it was number 1 coming down. And then the next thing I knew, it started to hit me and I was out like a light.
So you were buried a second time?
Buried on the West Side Highway the second time. I vaguely remember crossing a bridge in the back of the ambulance with them trying to get oxygen into me. And then I woke up clear as a bell when they shoved tubes up my nose to go down the back of my throat to get me breathing. That was in Long Island College Hospital. And woke up sometime in the afternoon on Tuesday the 11th. Started calling up my house and found out that they in turn were told that I was dead.
The injuries Greg suffered after the collapse of the Twin Towers resulted in a lifetime disability, a disability that would provide him more than $7,000 per month in tax-free income. But he turned it down. Greg Amira is first and foremost an American soldier.
So if I resign my commission, I can keep that money and never work. Or I could go to Iraq, come back, and never get that money again. And I just refused to resign my commission.
Because you're a soldier.
It's in the heart.
Being buried in debris for more than 5 hours can teach a man a thing or two about patience. Greg Amira embraces patience for Iraq. Can we get there? Can we turn this place around?
Yes, we can. And I think the provincial governor said it the best way to me. When we were asking him to do something, he said, what you're talking about is democracy. And we said, yes. And he said, you want Iraq to have full democracy in 3 years. How long did it take the United States? How many wars did we go through? How long did it take us in Germany? We're still in Germany. The wall came down after 40 or 50 years. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're making tremendous progress in this short period of time.
Greg Amira is a son, a dad, a professional soldier, a friend to Iraqi farmers, and an American hero. For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.